Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the President of the United States meets with the leader of the free world. The leader of the free world is not President of the United States, nor it's not Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, or President Macron of France. It's Vladimir Zelensky, who is in Washington meeting with the President. What's fascinating to me is when people are commenting on this, and yes, it's a historic meeting, and yes, it's dramatic, and yes, it came up all of a sudden, and yes, I think Zelensky deserves a big national audience when he speaks to the Congress of the United States, a joint session tonight. And everybody commenting about Zelensky's visit has noted that he is wearing a green sweater and cargo pants, which is not normally what you wear when you come to visit the White House. We will be talking about that and about the impact of Zelensky's visit and the impact of continued aid to Ukraine. Does the continued aid to Ukraine, and far more important than that, the rise in the defense budget, which has been dramatic. This is an area where the Republicans, even before taking over the House, have actually done well in the negotiations. Does that commitment to defend Ukraine, to provide the Patriot missile batteries, to have the additional funds for Ukrainian aid that are in part of this omnibus bill, that combined with a 9% increase in defense spending, which, by the way, is more than the Biden administration asked for. But it's what our generals and admirals need, particularly our admirals, particularly with our Navy trying to keep pace with China. Should that inclusion in the omnibus bill lead people, enough Republicans, to get this thing over the line to pass the omnibus bill and to avoid going into an economic crisis? And it would be an economic crisis. It would be damaging to every single American if they can't get this done by Friday, and we have just on Christmas Eve exactly what the American people don't want for Christmas, which was another government shutdown. 1-800-955-1776, by the way, is our telephone number. The idea of Zelensky speaking to Congress in 1941, right after Pearl Harbor, which was a Christmas like no other, with America suddenly realizing that our holiday from history was over. We had been dragged into a war we didn't want to be involved in. And no, by the way, President Roosevelt never declared war on Germany. Germany declared war on us 8 days after Pearl Harbor. Pardon me, that's 4 days after Pearl Harbor. Hitler declared war on the 11th of December of 1941. And on December 26th, the day after Christmas, Winston Churchill was in Washington. He spent part of the Christmas holiday with the Roosevelt family. He was a guest in the White House. And he also addressed Congress. And this was one of those things that obviously is Zelensky trying to imitate that, because it is just days before Christmas, 4 days before Christmas, and now he is speaking to Congress tonight. As an actor by trade, will his speech rise to the level of Gary Oldman invoking Churchill? Gary Oldman won a well-deserved Oscar for that film, The Darkest Hour, and he played Winston Churchill. Will Zelensky play Churchill with a much thicker accent tonight when he delivers his speech? We shall see. He spoke to Biden in the Oval Office, and President Zelensky, the embattled president of Ukraine, expressed his thanks to the American people. Clip one.
All my appreciations from my heart, from the heart of Ukrainians, all Ukrainians, from our nation, strong nations. All the appreciations to you, first of all, Mr. President, for your big support and leadership. Of course, your many countries helped us and are helping now, because the world is not over. It's a bit, but anyway, but that is your leadership. Thank you, first of all. Thank you so much, Mr. President. Of course, thanks my bipartisan support, thanks Congress, and thanks from our just ordinary people to your ordinary people, Americans. I really appreciate. I think it's very difficult to understand what does it mean when we say appreciate, but you really have to feel it. And thank you so much. Great honor to be here.
Okay, and the question is to understand how much the Ukrainians appreciate this. Think about what could have happened to their country in the last year were it not for the aid from the United States of America and our NATO allies. And there was a moment, it's a little bit cheesy, of course, and Joe Biden received an award from President Zelensky, and I'm not sure it was a kind of award that he grew up dreaming of. I mean, most presidents dream of winning a Nobel Peace Prize, like Barack Obama did before he was even president. And it's kind of unclear what he actually had done to win a Nobel Peace Prize, except to kind of exist. Al Gore won a Nobel Peace Prize, if you recall, for trying to alert the world about climate change. So no Nobel Peace Prize for Joe Biden, but he did win a special Ukrainian award. Listen, clip two.
I want to give you something. One guy, he's really a real hero, real captain. And he asked me to pass his award. And he asked me to pass his award to President Biden. And you will understand, he is the captain of Heimer's battery. Yes, he's very brave, and he said, give it to a very brave president. And I want to give you that is the cross for military merit. That is one.
Oh, God love you.
Yes.
Biden did sound a little bit surprised. Well, God love you. That, of course, by the way, I'm sure the people from Freedom From Religion Foundation, who have a full-page ad in the New York Times today with Santa Claus declaring his non-belief in God, this is exactly what we need for the holiday season. What we need for the holiday season is a little bit more of the clarity that you are beginning to hear, including clarity about that Title 42 on the border issue. Ruben Navarrete, who we'll be speaking to later in this show, has written a column saying that Biden may not know it, but John Roberts just rescued his presidency. How did he do it? Because he didn't go along with the immediate suspension of this Title 42. Title 42 gives the government the right to deny people immediate asylum or deny them the right while they are have asylums pending to just disappear into the United States. And the estimate is that if Title 42 went away, we would be getting an additional 15,000 illegal immigrants per day to go along with the 5 million illegals who have entered this country without authorization since the Biden administration began. Is there anything that can actually be done about this? And what about the future of that Title 42? We'll be speaking about that. We will be speaking about the impact on the presidential campaigns, the campaign for Biden for winning renomination and reelection, and the various Republican campaigns, including the campaign by President Trump to win another term. That and more.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved show for this Christmas season, a visit not from St. Nick, but from St. Volodymyr, from Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House this morning, now getting ready for a very extraordinarily important speech to a joint session of Congress. And usually when a foreign leader is speaking to a joint session of Congress, it means that at least one of the parties, usually whatever the dominant party is in the House, and that's a complicated question right now, because right now the Democrats still run the House of Representatives based on a very, very slim majority, and then the Republicans will take over, presumably Kevin McCarthy, but who knows? He's being challenged vigorously for the speakership. But he might, in fact, be the House leader. He spoke out against the omnibus bill, which they're trying desperately to get passed before the Republicans come in and before the government shuts down. And that doesn't mean that the Republicans are going to shut down the government, but they are more at least open to that idea as a leverage to get the bill to be changed. The omnibus bill is huge. It has all kinds of strange provisions in it. There's a very powerful editorial in the Wall Street Journal under the heading "The Ugliest Omnibus Bill Ever: Congress Will Pass a 4,155-page bill most members will never read." Now, if I told you that I had read every page of the omnibus bill, you would say that I was lying, and I would be. No, I have not. By the way, there is something particularly about the way that these bills are worded and the flurry of numbers, and all of it just puts your head in a place where fighting sleep, if you're tired, is almost impossible. And that's part of the difficulty here, is people are going to be voting yes on the omnibus bill simply because they don't want to see the stupidity of another government shutdown. And, okay, but is that enough reason to vote for the omnibus bill? There was this from Kevin McCarthy speaking about stopping the omnibus bill and also setting himself up, it seems to me, for an uncomfortable position to be in, which is basically claiming that we have been writing blank checks to Ukraine, this at a time when the profound gratitude of Ukraine for the United States keeping that country basically alive, the gratitude is being expressed by President Zelensky. Here is would-be Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the gentleman from California. Listen.
Before the election, I explained to everybody, no more blank checks for Ukraine. We want to make sure where the money's spent, what's the strategy behind it. But this is exactly what they're doing again. They moved a continuing resolution to right before Christmas. They're trying to pass this where nobody can read it. You're correct. You have Leahy and Shelby, two senators who will no longer be senators 14 days from now, write a bill that they wouldn't even show anybody. Then they're going to have the House of Representatives tell them, you can't leave for Christmas until you vote on this. Well, you know what? The American people are smarter than this. The American people understand. They want to stop wasting money causing more inflation. They want to have a say in this process. Don't buy into what the Democrats planned all along. They never moved these bills to the light of day. They never had a hearing in the process. And you know what? When we take the majority, we won't allow the Senate bills to come up unless they move through committee. We won't allow them to do it on the bus again. But we need to stop this one now. Let us craft one in the beginning of next year, where we can save and eliminate waste, but actually save money for the taxpayer as well.
What they're talking about is the current argument is whether or not to get another continuing resolution, which would keep the spending at exactly the same level it is now. And this bill would actually change the spending levels. It would most notably increase defense spending. It would include more aid for Ukraine in the omnibus bill. But it would settle this matter of government spending and until next fall, until this coming fall, which most folks in Washington think that it's actually a good and positive idea. The Wall Street Journal writes in their editorial against the omnibus package, the 117th Congress has been the most spendthrift in history, undeniably true. And this week it plans to go out with one final bipartisan backslapping hoorah, a 4,155-page omnibus spending bill that is the worst in history. This is no way to govern in a democracy, but here we are. A bill this large, 1,500 pages, now more than last year's omnibus. In other words, it's 4,155 pages. Last year's omnibus was about 3,000 pages, which would seem to be enough. But no, this one you have even more. A bill this large can't be all bad, says the Journal, and this contains a few bad spots. One is $858 billion for defense, a 9.7% increase. That's $45 billion more than President Biden sought. And it will backfill dwindling weapons stocks, give military members a 4.6% pay raise, and help stabilize the naval fleet, among other urgent needs. There's $45 billion in new military and economic aid for Ukraine in its desperate fight against Vladimir Putin's attempts to conquer more of Europe. And yes, there will be included Patriot missile batteries. The U.S. has announced that there will be $1.85 billion in new aid for Ukraine, plus $850 million under the USIA, U.S. Agency for Internal Development. It includes first ever transfer to Ukraine of Patriot missile batteries and joint direct attack munitions guidance kits. And today on MSNBC, General Barry McCaffrey, who's been a frequent guest on this show, said that missile defense system that is being sent, the Patriot, is important and symbolic. He claimed Russia is in check, but not checkmate. And to end this war, Ukraine must go on the defensive. Admiral Stavridis, former head of NATO, said that basically, there's no mistake, Ukraine is winning the ground war, but they are losing the air war. And these Patriot missile batteries that will be equipped with 90 U.S. personnel each to help in the training of the Ukrainian troops will be operating it. Well, that's important, too. And speaking of important, we have Andy McCarthy coming up from National Review, contributing editor, former prosecutor. What's the latest on Trump's taxes and his legal jeopardy? Coming up on the MedVet Show.
You're listening to the mighty...
You're the best radio show host in the country.
Michael MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the USA. He was greeted on the White House South Lawn by President Biden and First Lady. The historic visit will also include an address to a joint session of Congress tonight. It comes as the U.S. is poised to give Ukraine another nearly $2 billion worth of military aid, including Patriot missiles. You may be nowhere near that huge storm moving across the USA, but if you're trying to take a flight, you will not escape its effects.
There have been some delays. There have been a few cancellations. Some airlines are starting to cancel ahead of time just based on their network and the upcoming weather schedule.
That's Kayla Cavana at the airport in Des Moines, Iowa. Nationwide, airlines have canceled more than 300 flights today, nearly 200 for tomorrow. The National Weather Service is warning of impossible and life-threatening travel tomorrow through Friday. Rich Johnson, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
City sidewalk, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling. Christmas.
And on the Michael Medved Show, always a pleasure, particularly at this holiday time of year, to be welcoming back to the show Andy McCarthy, who is a distinguished former United States attorney, assistant United States attorney, and a successful prosecutor, a widely respected author, and a contributing editor at National Review and a fellow of the National Review Institute, and of course a Fox News contributor. So, Andy, there is so much coming all at once at the consciousness of the American people and at Donald Trump in terms of his campaign. I mean, it's fair to say that the only moves that the campaign has made since he announced his presidential candidacy has been news of new charges against him, the latest, I guess, being not just the decision by the January 6th committee, the four criminal referrals, but you have now all this information about his tax reports. Have you looked at that at all? Do you have any immediate reaction to what has been made public?
Well, it looks, Michael, I thought it was very interesting to read the New York Times report about the report today, because what they say is that the report relies heavily on the New York Times reporting from October 2020, and it basically gave the framework for the report that the House Ways and Means Committee did. So they're basically cribbing off this New York Times story that we saw a couple of years ago, and I think, you know, if you read that, you know, I know life is short, but if you skimmed it, then, you know, you would know that, you know, he's got a lot of losses and he's got a lot of minimizing of his tax obligations. I would say, you know, two things. One, they say in the piece that he aggressively used his business expenses to minimize or eliminate his tax liability. And I have to say, you know, looking at what the government does with our money, I don't have any problem with anyone that, you know, properly using business expenses to minimize their the amount of taxes they pay to the government. And secondly, you know, I would just observe that, you know, Trump is was a terrible norm breaker, and I'm a believer in norms. I think, you know, we generally have them because they're good things, not all of them, but most of them. And I, what I would just point out is that his biggest critics are the biggest norm breakers on a par with him. And this is really not a road that we want to go down where, you know, committees for political reasons are pursuing people's tax information and then they put it out in the public domain. It didn't used to be that way. It used to be that the IRS and the committees that had jurisdiction over it were very careful to make sure that if they were giving information to Congress for legislative purposes, they would keep people's personal identifying information out of it. And now that's not what's happening here. This seems to me to be very political.
One of the questions that I would have is a lot of the information that's been put forward today, most recently, has to do with the level of taxes he paid while he was president, or while he was running for president, at least. And Trump has been, as you said, something of a norm breaker in not making any of that public. In other words, the idea that in 2017, the Trumps declared negative income of $12.8 million, and they paid $750 in taxes. And it just seems that a president who's elected president of the United States largely on the basis of his business acumen and ability and his remarkable success as a businessman, etc., for a president of the United States to be paying only $750 in taxes, wouldn't you think that a smart accountant or political advisor would say, come on, I mean, Mr. President, you got to pay more than that. That's less than a typical middle-class American would pay in taxes.
Well, Michael, I would say that there's a long list of people who've given Donald Trump good advice like that, who didn't have their jobs for very long. So, you know, yeah, sure. You know, I think what he hoped was that, I think actually what he probably thought was that, you know, since he promised to release his tax information and then he didn't do it and he took the hit for not doing it and he was elected, he figured he could stonewall forever and no one would ever see this stuff, and that if they did see it, they wouldn't care that much about it. And, you know, maybe he'll prove to be right about that. I do think that the, you know, what we've seen in the last 2 days, again, is not different than what we knew in 2020. And as far as his business acumen is concerned, you know, if for people who bought that story, you know, there's a lot of reporting out there that wasn't necessarily, you know, for people who had it in for Trump, but just people who did straight reporting, that he wasn't a terribly good businessman. They could have made a lot more money if he had just, like, sort of taken the money that he inherited and invested it and, you know, just let it compound. Instead, he ran a lot of companies into bankruptcy, and, you know, there's a lot of dubious business practices that we have known about just because of other investigations. We just had a trial in New York where the organization was convicted. These are minor felonies, but they're still felonies, and it's going to make
17 of them, right? I mean, so wasn't it 17 counts?
Yeah.
So where it was guilty?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're you know, they're sufficiently low level that the fine involved is only like $1.6 million, but he's forever, you know, this business he's run for decades is now accurately described as a felon for the rest of his life.
Okay, so this brings us to something you've written about very critically, which is the January 6th committee's final act, where you talk about the pointless criminal referrals of Trump. First of all, why are they pointless? And secondly, do you think they will have any impact at all as this campaign takes shape?
They're pointless because they're not binding. They have no legal effect. And, you know, having worked at the Justice Department for a long time, I can tell people that the Justice Department doesn't care about whether Congress refers conduct to the Justice Department or not, because they feel, and I think they're right about this, that they know a lot more about the criminal law than Congress does, and they are much more careful about evidence than Congress is, because they're accountable for it. If people, you know, if reckless cases get brought and people get acquitted, the Justice Department's accountable for that, not Congress. So they don't pay a lot of attention to, you know, political referrals, and I think at best, this is pointless. At worst, and this is not inconceivable at all, it gives Trump a defense that he wouldn't otherwise have, which is if they ever do bring a January 6th charge against Trump, he'll be able to say that there was no charge against him. The Justice Department looked at this for 2 years, and it wasn't until he declared his candidacy and then this committee, which is very political, came out and did criminal referrals, only then did the Biden prosecutor bring charges. Now, you know, I'm not saying there's not a rebuttal to that, but, you know, you're giving him a defense. So, I don't think that's helpful.
Right. If we can, I hope you can hang on for a moment.
Sure.
Because Trump has said that, quoting Nietzsche, that doesn't kill me makes me stronger. And there is a lot of speculation that he may be strengthened. He may gain momentum and sympathy with all of these various legal attacks on the Trump family and machine. We'll be right back.
Can I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television?
This is the Michael Medved Show.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
But Jack Frost is planning to nip at noses all around the Puget Sound region. They're predicting it gets down to 16 degrees. Now, I know for a New Yorker like Andy McCarthy, that's nothing. But around these parts, it, as it indicates, when people say it's going to be a cold day, well, that's certainly today, the day of Zelensky speaking to the Congress of the United States. He spoke with the president earlier. And I'm speaking to Andy McCarthy, who I'd rather be speaking to than the president of the United States. Andy, you've been a prosecutor, and you know the internals of how this works. Wouldn't it be easier to pursue some of the charges against President Trump for Jack Smith and for his team that he's assembling, these special prosecutors supposed to be looking at Trump and at the criminal referrals and all of that? Wouldn't it be easier after the presidential campaign, and given the fact that that is now it's less than 2 years away, would that be unheard of on a case of this complexity that you take more than 2 years and only come up with your indictments, if any, after the campaign?
Well, it's, you know, yes and no. It's not unheard of at all to take 2 years to do an investigation. But then again, you know, when the things that you're investigating largely happened in 2020 and thereabouts, you have to start being concerned about the statute of limitations, which for most federal crimes is 5 years. So, you know, he's got to keep his eye on that ball. So you wouldn't want to just start building an investigation after the campaign is over, because people's memories don't get better, cases get stale over time, and then if something comes up, we've seen this in Durham's investigation where he got new information that was critical, for example, to the case against Michael Sussman. He got that text that was almost a guilty plea given what the charges were, but it turned out that he couldn't supersede the indictment and put that in because it occurred after the statute of limitations was over, so he was out of time to go back and, you know, fix the indictment. So I think they have to just go ahead with their investigation, Michael, because in the end, the only way that this is a worthy case to bring, with every single case that comes up, you ask two questions. One is, do I have enough evidence to prove the charges? And secondly, is the prosecution in the public interest? And with Trump, no matter what you think of him, the prospect of bringing a case against not only a former president, but one who is a current contested for office, I think it just has to be supported by such strong evidence that it's a compelling case in the eyes of the public, and one that the public is convinced has to be brought. And that's why I think he's better off and will be better off looking at the Mar-a-Lago documents stuff, which is a much cleaner and more straightforward case than the January 6th issues. Because with January 6th, the Justice Department has already basically concluded that he was not criminally culpable for the violence. And if that's the case, then, with respect to the obstruction of Congress, which is the other count that's very serious, what you would really be doing is criminalizing John Eastman's, quacky legal theory. And I really don't think that that's an avenue the Justice Department wants to go down. I think, we can deride frivolous legal theories without turning them into felonies.
Right. I guess that part of the difficulty is that with the tax issues as well, it's extraordinarily complicated. And again, it makes your head spin to just read of numbers at that level. But what's interesting is that some of the same people with populist inclinations who were very, very enthusiastic about President Trump are also the same people who are very upset about the idea that billionaires don't pay their fair share in taxes. And is that likely to be an effective campaign issue by Democrats who, of course, from Bernie Sanders on down, love to go after billionaires, and about a tax system that seems to put a heavier burden on ordinary middle-class Americans, to some extent, than to people of extreme wealth, like the former president?
I wonder, Michael, if it resonates with people who haven't already made up their mind about Trump for other reasons. I mean, from Trump's perspective, he promised to turn over this information, and then he didn't do it, and he got elected anyway. And I think he's taken the temperature, at least of his supporters, and decided it's not that important to him. To those who it is important to, they're obviously very moved by it, but they've already made up their mind about Trump. I mean, my own view of this is that, for what it's worth, Trump can't win a national election. So to me, the dynamic here that's of any importance is, when does the Republican realization happen that if you nominate him, he loses and he probably takes the rest of the party down with him, which doesn't require having a strong feeling about Trump personally one way or the other. It's just, do you want to win or not? Do you want to have four more years of progressive governance and all that portends for the country or not? If you don't want that for the country, then he can't be the nominee. And at a certain point, I think that truth, which is not going to change, is something that the party has to catch up with.
I think one of the ways I've heard that expressed is that people know quite a bit about Trump. And there are very few Americans who, as you were indicating before, Andy McCarthy, there are very few Americans who actually say, I don't know about that guy. I'm not sure about that guy. That one way or another, they seem to have their minds made up. So there are not a lot of people who are going to be persuaded either by new details of scandal or by a new wave of sympathy, like the wave of sympathy that appeared to sweep the country when his house was searched at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, I hear that, and I also, I connect that to your remark before about, the possibility that what doesn't kill me makes me stronger, Trump and Nietzsche in the same...
a man and Superman, right.
Yeah, but I... Rich Lowry and I have talked about this on our podcast, and the way I see it is, if it looks like what they're going after him on is something like Russiagate, where it seems like it could be trumped up, pardon the pun, then that will make him stronger because it'll look like an abuse of power. But if it looks like it's a really, you know, flat-out crime with strong evidence that the average person would be prosecuted for, like, for example, you know, obstruction or lying to a grand jury, which appears to be a big part of the Mar-a-Lago documents investigation, I don't think that's going to make him stronger. I think that, you know, people are going to look at that as a, you know, they may not like him being prosecuted, but no one will think it's a, you know, a frivolous or abuse of power prosecution if it's a real crime that's supported by real evidence.
Have you heard an explanation in all of the conversations back and forth about why it would be that President Trump would have hesitated so many hours before asking his supporters to disperse on January 6th?
The best explanation I've heard of that is one that goes to Trump's psyche more than anything else. I don't think that he wanted a violent uprising, but I don't think he was altogether in the moment unhappy when one broke out. And it doesn't, you know, it gives me no joy to say that, because I think the most serious of the misconduct was the dereliction of duty and not moving faster to bring that to an end. And I thought he could be impeached just for that, you know, absent everything else. But I, you know, I just don't think in the moment, I don't think he was altogether that upset about the development.
Which is very sad to think about. But happier thoughts coming up for Christmas season. There's actually a column by Gerard Baker who says that 2022 will go down in history as a year where realism finally began to triumph. How? Where? We will get to that and to Ruben Navarrete on Title 42 and what that means for the immigration crisis at the border. For this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.